Earlier this week, the 25 members of Iraq's governing council assembled to sign the country's interim constitution, though the document only remains in effect until a new government takes office under a permanent charter. The signing ceremony was considered an important step on Iraq's road to self-rule. Dr. Rajah Kuzai sits on the governing council. She's a physician, a Shia, and one of three women on the panel. In Washington to attend a women's rights event hosted by President Bush, Dr. Kuzai visited our studios. She said Iraq's new constitution does protect the role of women in government.
When you read the constitution, it is, you know, you can see all the rights of the women be written there. And in the first page, there is a phrase saying, whatever applies to the man applies to the woman. So this is great. We never had it before.
Some have suggested that the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime may have unleashed some extremely negative and religiously based views on the role of women, views that perhaps had been suppressed while Saddam Hussein was in power. Do you see any evidence of that?
Well, no. Usually in post-war conflicts, you see a lot of bizarre things. It happened, you know, in the first few weeks after the war finished. We don't really call it war. It was a liberation. But then things settled and the women now are free. They go shopping. They go work. They go to schools and universities. So, you know, but you can't see the extremes wherever you go, especially in the Arab countries.
Many of the disagreements and arguments that came when the Constitution was being drafted were along ethnic lines, ethnic and religious, Shias, Sunnis, the Kurds. Can these three groups exist, peacefully coexist in a new democracy?
Well, we have been living for hundreds of years, happily. I don't know why the people, they think we can't exist. We have already existed. I'm a Shia and my husband is a Sunni. There is no difference, you know. This is the mosaic of Iraq. It's very unique. And, after each bombing, we got closer to each other.
The U.S.-led coalition, the Provisional Authority, plans to hand over sovereignty to Iraq on June 30th, 2004. Are ready for self-rule on that date? Country ready?
Well,
people?
Yes, we are ready. We can control the security. We know our people better than the American knows. And we know our weak points. We can control our borders while now the borders are opened. And we can rule ourselves. Yes, we can.
During your visit here this week, you attended an event on women's rights that was hosted by President Bush. When you've met with the president, what assurances has he given you about America's support for Iraqi democracy after power is transferred?
He came, we were waiting outside, not in the, you know, in the meeting hall. And he came and he saw me from, you know, far away. And he said, oh, my friend, the governing council member, this is the third time we meet. Okay. And shook hands with me. And he said, how are you? Congratulations about the constitution, you know. And after that, he shook hands with other ladies. We were four ladies. And then he went. And then he mentioned my name three times in his speech. And I'm proud about that. And he supported Iraq. And he said, we'll never, you know, leave Iraq. We'll have our embassy and we'll help the Iraqis.
Do you think Iraq is better off or worse off today than it was a year ago?
A year ago, it was Saddam's time, yes.
Just about the time of the arrival of American troops.
We were praying for God, you know, to let us get rid of Saddam. We were praying for President Bush, you know, not to change his mind like his father. When he changed his mind in 91, we were scared, but we were very optimistic.
You are optimistic now?
Now? Oh, yes.
Dr. Rajah Kuzai is a member of Iraq's Governing Council. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.